started to speak about the last few weeks that a person needs to be misakin himself. And when we start talking about from the bottom up, so we said that a person is composed of four yesodos, offer, mayim, ruach, and ish, ish and ruach. And we're talking about being misakin from the bottom up, offer. Offer is all the things that evolve in the fact that a person's guf takes over. So we described the last few weeks what it is. Let's go back to it. Page Kuf Ayin Gimel by the three stars. Lemaisa, practically speaking. Kedelis Gaber ala Atlus, Ulohitzi Advarm ala Poil, in order to overcome laziness and to go get things done. In this galel, on the skukim l'gvura, we need gvura. The lashon of the Mishil Sisharim back on Kuf Ayin Beis. If you look at the top of the page, Amisha writes a lisko is stoch. She is gaber atzmoi negativoi be is gaber atzmoi. The person needs gvura. So there's a famous riddle. Uma nasa. The famous vicious cycle is harei atzlos mishatekes is a gvura. Laziness paralyzes, handicaps, gvur. Well, this is a famous kasha, right? We all have it in ourselves. We all know that in order, we have to fight atzlos. To fight atzlos, we have to have kaitos, but we don't have kaitos because we're atzelim. So where do we cut the cycle? How do you break out of the cycle? The famous riddle that we all grapple with every morning, every second before second Seder, every Shabbos afternoon at 3:30, and every second week, and other weeks we don't grapple with it, and we grapple with it all the time. We grapple with it in a places that we know we should mutch because we don't have the kaitos. So we always speak to Bochum, and I speak to myself also. But I don't have the kaitos. I'm supposed to do it. We don't have the kaitos. I'm lazy. We know that. That's the riddle that he's asking. Void, more than that. This gaber atzmoi negativoi, a person has to go strengthen himself against his nature. Avoid the koshi as kolos haknisal avoid the process of the meister. This is a very serious avoid, a very shver avoid. Ukimat shenucha lekvoya, we can establish kal muchom and neged kvedes aguf, the war against the heaviness of the guf. He has kolos adam. Lule his gabrus al yisoida offer. If a person is not going to be misgaber and overpower the yisoida offer, nechsa befaneinu derech al yilgamri, the ball game is over. It means a person who doesn't. I want to explain something very important about this sefer. We can make 1,000 jokes about getting up in the morning. That's not what he's talking about. Because what he's saying is that if in a serious, sophisticated, deep way, you're not going to be misakin the yosoida offer, you're not getting anywhere. You can get up arbitrarily, make a kabbalah, you're going to get up one morning here, you're going to get up one morning there, you're going to do something over there. That's not called being misakin the yosoida offer. To be misakin the yisayda offer, it needs something much more comprehensive, something much deeper, something much more intelligent than some an occasional zach here and there that you give a push. What do you need? So the next page is very, very complicated, and I'm not going to load it inside. It's just the first paragraph, and then I'm going to explain what Megeya tells for myself. Ulam this gvura. Let's understand what is gvura mean. So gvura means, in our opinion, power. It's just a double neira. You see, by the way, is one of the beautiful examples how we can take out of a tesis something which is megiatov. Matino hagdora brewer, we have a very clear hagdora. The mahusa gvur betainet aveiz amadal. It says like this. So listen, the Gemara asks, "May emes maskiyin ala gishamim?" It should say, "When do we do askaras gisham? My gvur is gisham. What's the lashon of gvur? On Rabbi Yochanan, neshi yordan be gvur, because the gisham go down with the gvur. Iksiv meichin harim the koychin nezal be gvur." Tesis asks over the chen yesh lahakshet. It's still shver. Am I not a gvur? What's the lashon of gvur? Just say koyach. Koyach gisham. Kamoi can have a name. Maybe it's a maskiyach. Koyach gisham. By listening, gdula is gisham. What's this business of gvur? Yesh lam. Look at the lashon of Taisus and Tainus. The minhadin not a gvur. From time of the ikur koyach, the ikur gdula. Gvur, strength, is a combination of koyach and gdula. Hare koyach plus gdula biyachad zel gvur. What does this mean, and what's going on over here? It's a push of Taisus and Shakim Taisus. You know what Gvura means? Ezel Gibra Kovish Yitzroi. Gvura is a combination of Koyach and Gavus. Now what does that mean, and what's it negated to us, and how are we supposed to get ourselves out of Atos through that? very tiferet when you're turning over the 15th time in the morning for the 15th day of that month, you keep pressing your what's it called the thing snooze in it's also called nundik. And you're pressing it for the 20th time, so you know it's not the first thing that comes to your mind is faces and tightness. Place in Tainis Arabic, Gur means Kayach was Gzula. There's a, what's the Nakuda here for a second? It's very deep of that. Kayach means energy. He says the next line, merit, energy, ma'amas, effort, nafshi, physical, kufani. Kayach means force. Kayach means you're putting in energy into something. What's Gzula? We spoke 2 weeks ago at great length when he started to talk about the Kriyas HaNefesh, the good things that we have in. Gedula, we saw, meant the ability to push through all the way. Gedula means that I'm great in a certain area. I have a kayach to overpower all the kayach of the nefesh. That's what we saw. We saw that the Moshe that said that a kohen gadol was great because he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. That means he was able to overpower his rachamim, and he went all the way with the midas hadin. Gevura, which is, we'll call it strength. Gevura is a combination of kayach, which is energy, and gedula, which energy, which is used in a way where I don't let anything stop me. That's what it means. It's a combination of koyach and gedula. Gedula means a midah that a person has to go all the way, and koyach means you have to put energy in, you have to put gifts. But so now the riddle gets even stronger. But I'm lazy. I don't want to do it. How do I get started? So in the next whole page, he explains the following musik. I'm not reading it inside because it's written in a very complicated way. It's hard for me to read it in the short time that we have. Look it over afterwards. This is what he says. Everybody sitting here, first of all, we'll start from the status quo. The status quo is that we're all fundamentally, completely lazy. We don't want to do anything. That's our status quo. Anybody who denies that's a liar and a faker. The reason why I know that it's like that, how do I know? I don't know every person here. Because all of us have a yisoid to offer. Right? If you don't have a yisoid to offer, then you're not here. See, everybody here has Yisoid to offer, and that's why everybody fundamentally is lazy. Everyone has Yisoid to offer, and Yisoid to offer brings with it obstacles and depression and all types of things. Like we explained last week at length, the guf brings with it depression, the guf brings with it laziness, the guf brings with it a forgetting that you are ruchnias. It's all the guf, the lowest level of the guf, by the way, is a plus the guf. So everybody's lazy, but everybody has in them certain things. So everything we do in Avodas Hashem, that's step one. Step two is, everything we do in Avodas Hashem, everything requires an effort. There's no easy street. There's nothing that we do that's not easy. Even things that you want to do, even things that you like to do, it requires an effort. You think about it 100 times before you're going to do it or not. Is it kedai to have the kriyas? But there are certain nekudas in every person where it's easier for him to put in energy. That means to do something, you have to put in energy. There's a certain myth, especially among yeshiva boys who are b'nei aliyah, who want to get somewhere. And I've seen this literally in 100s of boys, that they're all waiting for the day that lightning is going to strike. They're going to wake up one morning and they're going to have azat energy and azat bren to daven and to learn it. And not only are they convinced that it's going to come, they're also convinced that it's tomorrow. It goes by another day, it doesn't come, so you know, make a delay of game, and it's tomorrow the next day. But everyone's under the impression that it's going to come by itself. First of all, it's a lie. Yisoid HaOfer doesn't allow such a thing. It's a mistake. The reason why it's a mistake is it's a mistake in the ethnic misunderstanding of what our Mahus is about. And cold man, a person lives with such a lie that without an effort, one day I'm going to have a Zab Bren like a Malach, that there'll be no Ma'akhim. It's a Mishagas. It's a living in Dimulin, and by the way, you're hopeless. That's what he says over here. That if a person is not going to be Misgaber on the Yisoid HaOfer, Netzav of the Fanenu Derech Aliyah, there's no hope. So everybody needs to make an effort. Everyone needs to break through. But everyone has an area where if you make the effort, you can exercise a midah of gadlus. I'll give you an example. You all live with these examples every day. There are some guys who are mashal, it's very hard for them to learn. I'm talking about learning, I'm not talking about on the intellectual level, not because they're dyslexic, and not because of X, and not because of Y, not because of Z. I'm talking about people, it's difficult for them to learn. They're Bali type, they're Yerushalayim, they don't say they're Yishmak, whatever it is. And they're lazy, they can't make the effort. But when we come to help a friend, Midas HaChesed, Hagam will be an effort, and Hagam will have to be Misgaber, but they'll go all the way till the end. They have the Yecholus to go to the end. You've all seen it. The same guy who keeps falling asleep during a shir and keeps falling asleep during the Gemara, what'd you say? That same guy when it comes to a blizzard zach that's his thing, chesed, you can't stop him. Not that it doesn't take an effort. Take an effort. And he mutters, he stays up at night. And his friends in the hospital, every yeshiva knows there's always that one guy. When somebody's in the hospital, who to call to be there? Who's the one to die before? And it could be that same guy, when it comes to what it called, is he's out, snoring away. Snoring away. He's not there. And the same guy can stay up for 3 nights straight for a friend. Why? Not because it's not an effort. Again, people who live on the thing that nothing's an effort is a fake. Everything's an effort. But the body is in his midas achesed, he has the choylus to break through. There are other people who I've seen bacharim, by the way, over the years. I've seen bacharim who are not only lazy, they're in a coma. Yeah? By the way, trauma unit. No pulse. DOA, down on arrival, like he used to say in Kings County General Hospital, where we come from. The ambulance to come in, come up. Line, straight line. Nothing there. Yeah? You know bacharim like that. You've seen them yourself. No energy, literally no energy, no sign of life. But it's funny, and there are bachurim here now in the building like that. Yeah, I don't know if they're here right now, the second. But when it comes to your shemayim, they will never, 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 never cross the line. I'm not talking about red lines, but there's a certain line they will never cross. They're your shemayim, they're your shemayim, they're hard way over. How if I would have a hundredth of a thigh your shemayim? I talk about guys who are dead on arrival. They're dead. They can't hold on to Chavrus and they can't come to Seder. But that your Shemaim is your Horeg Valyavar. You're saying there can't be such a thing? I'll tell you, I can give you a list. I'm not going to publicize it, right? Yeah? MSW, they will not cross a red line. They will not do a verse. And there are other guys, by the way, who say bigger Svaras and bigger must be the men, Shaku Longo, like we said last week. And they're Valley Averis. When it comes to the Valley Averis, they can go ahead, Chas Hashem, and do a terrible Avera in a Yerida. Because in that area, they don't have a midas agvura. Mashiach came is the dead on arrival, who you guys are all mizalzel in, because he doesn't have chavrusas and he doesn't learn, but I know him. Yeah? I know what I'm talking about right now. He will never cross and do an avera that 90% of you would do. Because his yir shemayim is, and he'll hold us up back, and it'll take an effort, and it won't be easy. He won't cross it. Whatever red line he drew for himself. And then there's the guy who's dead on arrival, and he crosses red lines. Yeah? But he has a midas emes, where he'll never lie, and he'll never lie to himself. The worst thing is he talks to Bacher. Not the worst thing. We're all liars. You talk to Bacher, and Bacher says everything's great. You haven't seen a Bacher for 3 weeks. And he hasn't come to Friday, he hasn't come to night, he hasn't come to Shir. And he comes to us, everything's good all day, so it's learning, it's so good. And he means it. Right? You know, to be honest, it takes effort. It's easy to lie. We're naturally all living Dimyaland, I in last man, as we spoke. We agreed last man that we're the passports that we carry are from Eretz Adimyan. That's where we live, that's where we eat, we sleep, we drink, we occasionally step out to passport control and come into the real world every little while, and we fall right back in. To get out of Dimyan takes an effort, you know that? It takes an effort. You have to switch your mind and make an effort to think and live in reality. But this guy, Mr. Dedo on arrival, and Mr. Baltaiva, he is in touch with himself. He doesn't fall. He's not the sugal to absorb sheker. By the way, because of that, he's in pain greatly. He tells us horrible pain he's in. Imagine if you know you're dead. And you know that you're crossing red lines, you're laughing, but that guy's going to make it. I don't know if he's going to line up with brachas by him one day, yeah? But he's going to make it, because he has midas emes. And in his midas emes, everything else is dead. It's completely side off, but in midas emes, and by the way, this guy for midas emes will kill himself. Not to say a lie, not to do a lie, not to do a lie to somebody else. So I give you four examples where we have people who are fundamentally lazy and they start off taking care of them, but the Baal Chesed will kill himself. Baal Chesed will go right back to sleep after he does. It's very funny. Sometimes you see Bokrim who sleep for 2 years. Right? A deep coma, not stomach coma. A coma like a Nochem, 7 years. You hear? They wanted to be like the Gedalim. Yeah? And they want to go. No, but they didn't learn like he'd done beforehand. You hear? And they're not going to throw away any children from him either. But the guy's in a coma for 2 years, and then all of a sudden somebody was sick in the Dira. And for 2 weeks, day and night, he's the one in the hospital. It's not a fake, by the way. Because everybody has their klichus of his gabbas of gvura. And the guy who's in Vakash Emes, and the guy who's in the Yerushamayim. And then we spoke about the, we didn't speak about the fifth guy. The guy who loves to learn. He has no Yerushamayim, he has no Midas Emes. He's losing complete Dimyan land. A chesed, he barely moves his chair back if somebody wants to walk by. I know guys like that. I've met more than one boy over the years. I once told a bachur who was a little bit selfish that he should undertake a chesed every day. He came back to me the next day and said somebody wanted to walk by, he moved his chair. Yeah, and he was very proud of himself and he made a kabbalah. Somebody does like that, yeah? You listen? Nice, more than once. And that guy was a masmid day and night. You know why he couldn't move his chair? He's lazy. Whatever, the guy should take the turnpike to get to the other side of the kitchen. What did he want? What did the guy, why couldn't he move the chair, by the way? Why couldn't he move the chair? He tried to offer. He was a shtick offer, the guy. He was a shtick offer. He couldn't move the chair. He had to try to move offer. You need a tractor. You need a tractor with a truck, with a crane. He was offer. He couldn't move. But this guy learned to 1 o'clock every night. It was the funniest thing. The guy learned to 1 o'clock every night. And he had a Mavakasha Emes. And he davened long short essays, yeah? And he couldn't move his chair for somebody else. Just keep shooting him up. He couldn't move his chair. He couldn't do a favor to somebody. He couldn't win the guy a pen. He couldn't do anything. He was offer. But there were areas that he wasn't. Says the Sefer over here that we're all faced with a tremendous stira and intrinsic contradiction. We need to do and we can't. We need to do and we don't want. Says the Rebbe, everybody has deep down inside. I think I covered everybody here just about now with my five people, correct? The Chayena. Everybody has something which gets them going. And that thing which gets them going is the Nekudas HaShleimus inside them. What we spoke about last week, last man at all. That man. Remember we spoke about last man, Rabbi Yochanan's word from Yankov Avinu? Remember the word? The Chaimowitz? We said last man, you said that this whole sefer is based off of Yerukim. It says, by Yankov Avinu, that the brachas that he gave them, the Zayis HaShadibra Lehem Avim, by the two new guys over here, so I'll say it over. Page Kuf Mem Hei. Doesn't have to say it over the time we've seen you. Yeah. Huh? Doesn't have. One or two of the guys from this one forgot it. On Kuf Mem Hei, it says, a quote from Yerukim, Maimer Kuf Gimel, one of the most important pieces of Musa written ever. Says Rashi, Isha Shekir Brachosa, Ibrocha Asid Alova Yakolecha Ve'echos. The pasuk is a very strange pasuk. It says he gave each of them a brocha which they're going to get. In fact, every Rokim, the obvious kasha. What do you mean I'm giving you the brocha which you're going to get? You give me the brocha, then I get what I'm going to get. You don't give me a brocha for what I'm going to get, what I'm supposed to get. The brocha creates, it says every Rokim, the same kasha he asks in the piece, I'm not going through the whole piece inside, says by Ephraim, that he said he gave Ephraim the bigger bracha because Ephraim was greater than Menashe. In fact, the Chakasha could give the bracha to Menashe and he'll be greater. The teretz is that everybody b'teva has their milas and everybody b'teva has their chachoimus. Yankov Avinu can't give the Shvatim something that they don't have. Yankov Avinu can only give the Shvatim a bracha that you should use your prayers. But everybody has separate prayers. Give bir fasoi. And Yankov Avinu could only give the Lashon of Rashi is bracha hasid the love the bracha that each one is going to have. Yankov Avinu could go say take the bracha is take it me'akoyach halapoyel. Every person has inside of him a nekuda of gvura. Every person has inside him a kibir chosoy. Everybody has their nekuda where he can use it to break through and go all the way. For one guy it's Chesed, for one guy it's Emes, for one guy it's Yir Shemayim, one guy it's Yir Aschet, one guy it's Avos Torah. That's the answer to the riddle. The answer to the riddle of how do I break out of Atlas? The Atlas is, the Yisrael offer is bringing me down completely. The answer is Gvura. Gvura means Koyach and Gedula. Koyach means a little bit of energy everybody has, by the way. But the energy has to start off in a place where there's Gedula. Everybody has an area where they have godless. And I just gave you five examples of five different people who live among us who have different godless sin. By the way, the five examples of the stories that I told you were not to put the Bachram down. We're all in the same boat. It was to give you five Anoshim G'daylim. There's one guy who's an Odom Godel in Chesed, there's one guy who's an Odom Godel in Yerushet, and there's one guy who's an Odom Godel in Hasmod, there's one guy an Odom Godel in Emes, and there's one guy an Odom Godel in Fighting Dimian. Anoshim G'daylim. Everybody has that place. When we try to fight obstacles on an all-front war, it's impossible. But if everybody can fight Atzlos in the area that you're strong, the Moshe, a guy who knows that he has a shtark at Tzadok Chesed, we're talking to people here, by the way, who have a little bit of idea what they are. By the way, and if you say to yourself, well, I have no idea what I am, so then the answer is a Machanami. We're talking here about a serious fixing of, I mean, this is not one of these quick fix books with 65 eights of how to get up in the morning. Yeah, I won't say the names of any of the authors. Yeah, they're not saying names of any of the authors, right? This is not a manual, how to, what do you call it? The Nachanami. You don't know what your thing is, the Nachanami. So then you're not ready to do this. So try to get up in the morning, do the best you can, but you can't fix, you can't be misakin the Yisrael offer. To be misakin the Yisrael offer, he uses a Nerd Galoshin in the page later on. He gives a mashal from when you go to war. If you know a little bit of military history, and he gives it out the same mashal. If you know the mashal when the Allies invaded Europe in towards the end of World War II, what was the first thing they did? Anybody knows a little bit of history? What was the first thing they did? The first thing they did is make a beachhead. You go onto the beach, you cut the beach, bring in troops, ammunition, you have a base. Afterwards, only after you secure the first position do you go weiter. There's no possible to run further. After you go and run further, your second thing is here, weak, you don't have anything, you don't have a base. First of all, you don't have a base. He says in the page going down that to go in a full-out war against obstacles is not possible. But everybody has a place inside of them where with a little bit of effort, they can manage to go all the way. Where the obstacles isn't so stark. That's the beachhead. That's the first place. Once a person gets himself out of bed, I mean, the question was, there's a riddle here. What's going to get me out of bed? The answer is, there is one midah inside you that will get you out of bed. The problem with us is that we don't even do that. The problem is we don't do that either. We don't work on these things in organized, strategic, logical ways. But he's saying something that's tremendous. He said, if you want to fix it, not haphazardly here and there a Kabbalah, you want to be misakin it. So sit down with yourself quietly in a shtickle who's avoided us and think out of all the vast areas of avoided Hashem, which range from Chesed to Emes to Yerushalayim to Taiva to Dimian to Hasmoda to Davening to Emuna. Most of there's a guy. I'll give you another. There are Bachram I know. There's a Bachram I knew in high school who was a Menuchim. Is that it? Also, it was a Menuchim. He was a Bach Taiva, and he did every cold over also. It was the funniest thing. I won't hear. Eretz HaFek Yishtot. Three times a day, Shmona Esrei, like Knila. So the Mahal did that. It was Mahal. See a boy at 13, 14, so I'm a modern Orthodox only, a modern Orthodox boy. And it was the funniest thing. I was nishtoimim. He used to daven with a vast slavos to the tzaddik, and he put energy into it. And he walked across the book. I remember that. I guess, wait, everybody wants to have you did this week before. It was not a lot of that. I could never understand it. It's not a kasha b'chol. We're all like that. We all have our ups and downs. But this guy, he had by studies either a koyach of amuna or a koyach of bitochen, whatever it is. That this was his nekuda, and he went with it all the way. Today is a Talmud Chacham Muflig Mamish, and he rebelled against the home he came from, and he came from there, and he was a nobody. I remember I bumped into him once. I was learning Yeshiva. We bumped into each other 5-6 years later on. I completely, he was a Talmud Chacham. He's not a Talmud. Loved this. This guy had no shachis to anything. But the word is, he had one nekuda which he went with all the way. Afterwards, it spread out. So everybody has to make a cheshbon nefesh and find out. Right now, we're all dead on arrival, right? Effectively speaking, we get out of that. The pshat is, again, if we're talking about superficial avoider, that we do anyway. But here he's talking about a long range thing for your whole life. Doesn't have to finish tomorrow, so don't get tense and nervous. We're talking about being a sack in something, in a deep way. Find out. So call out, you don't do anything, nothing happens. Every person has to dig deep in the and to dig deep could take a year or 2 years to find out, where is there a place where it's easier for me? And in that area, to begin putting up a beachhead. It will have that beachhead, and in that place we can break the offer, it will spread itself out, irradiate itself to everything else. But you have to build the beachhead in a place where you have a shaykhus to it. Like the guy who has a shaykhus, the chesed, who's going to try to break atzmos with asmod, it's not going to go. If he'll build a beachhead with chesed, and he'll break, say, the offer with chesed, it will radiate itself to Torah afterwards. And vice versa, all the way around also.